Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today we have a guest on our show, Tom Wright, and he overcame tremendous odds growing up in a life-threatening environment overrun by racially charged violence in the 1960s. He now looks upon his early influences as the crucible that forced his will to continually rise above his circumstances and to overcome all obstacles he encountered throughout the course of his journey in search of a better life. A student of ancient Toltec wisdom, Ernest Holmes' work, and the martial arts, Mr. Wright is a respected science of mind licensed practitioner and seventh degree black belt. Before creating the One Penny Millionaire Transformational Seminar, he enjoyed a long and distinguished career as a practical personal growth trainer, professional communicator, and writer. Early in his career, Tom Wright was a professor of English, and he served as a communications aide to two U.S. presidents. For the latter, he was awarded a Presidential Service Citation. Professional accomplishments: Presidential Service Citation, Gerald Ford, 1974, for communications. Radio interviews for the One Penny Millionaire Breakthrough Seminar, reaching over 120 million people via Puja Network, Brass Ring, Dr. Meg Blackburn, Gina Giovi, her show, Verado Money Matters, Bob Morocco Show, Brian Greenberg, Lisa Live, Becky Coles, Dr. Rhea, Bulldog of the Dude, Michael Patrick Shields, Sue London, Jack Ebbing, interviewed by Newsweek, Essence, Lowe's, Journal Courier, New Haven Register, Sedona, and AOL America Online for his work. Published in over 75 periodicals and magazines, audience over 90 million readers. Licensed practitioner, science of mind, executive director and coursework creator for the Mastery Project, conducted by prison inmates in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Texas. Licensed Avatar Master, Worldwide Transformational Seminar Series, Guest Seminar Leader, Landmark Educational Corporation, staff member, the six-day intensive life-altering courses in New York and San Francisco. Founder, Twick Silver Press, Asheville, North Carolina. Co-founder and president of the board, Katua Sanbury School, participant by invitation only forum leader program in recognition of transformational skills, Landmark Education, coursework creator at www.onepennymillionaire.com, Breakthroughs of Seminar, practitioner ancient Toltec wisdom, invited speaker to International Amazonian Conference on Shamanism. Tom is highly regarded shaman, rainmaker, and speaker, author of six self-help abundance books, Be Bad, Be Good, How to Get What You Want in Spite of Yourself, How Anger Makes Me Happy, How to Change Your Life Completely in 10 Seconds, One, The Answer in Acronyming Power with Life. And Tom, I would like to welcome you, and maybe you could tell us a little bit more about what drew you into becoming an entrepreneur.
Well, have you ever had doubts?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been told you couldn't do something, DeVita?
All the time.
All the time. Have you ever been involved in an environment where the people around you were convinced that what you wanted to have work out, and in particularly in business, that it wasn't going to work out? You've been told that, you know, that this wasn't going to happen. Well, when I grew up in the 60s in a ghetto as a white child, and I was continually pummeled with that tremendous negativity, the hopelessness and the despair and the futility of living there, where nobody there thought they were going to get out of there, and certainly nobody there thought they were going to get out of there alive, especially during the 60s and the race riots. And I was completely bombarded with that negativity every single day of my life. And after we moved there, and day after day after experiencing this, I began to develop the dream of getting out of there. I wanted to get out of the negative environment. So what I did was I joined the military when I was 18 to get out of the ghetto as soon as I could. And then I just happened to luck into a job at the White House. And being at the White House, I figured, okay, it's going to be one of those tremendous environments where it's supportive and loving, and I'll be told that I can do what I want to do. When I found out that two things, first of all, the ghetto followed me there because I still had that negative mindset when I worked at the White House. And there was a different kind of negative fear and mindset and doubt at the White House that was different from the conversation that was had in the ghetto, because these people had it all. And yet the same fears, the same doubts, the same negative self-examination continually was taking place. Well, it was so stressful between the two of those that I got sick, and eventually had to get out of there because I was told by the doctors I was going to die within 2 weeks. And I told them no. Somehow, something inside of me rose up, and I was able to say no and actually get well again. And what I learned out of all this, and this applies directly to the environment that you're in when you're running your business, is that there's something you can learn. There's some better way that you can find out about, that the finding out of this information will support you in moving forward in your life in the way that you want to move forward, despite the negative environment, despite the doubts, and despite being hammered by that every day of your life, you can still rise above that. And that's what I offer people in the work that I do, a way to get rise above circumstance and the conversations in a way that has them get what they want.
That's very commendable. And I guess what I can do is just do a little quick little rundown. I don't know if you know this, but I was born with cerebral palsy during an era when people with disabilities were kind of hidden away and not even acknowledged that they existed.
Yeah,
and then I grew up in an environment that was very negative. I had a father that physically abused and a mother that emotionally and verbally abused. And really, when I went to college, and I guess I always questioned it, why am I being treated this way? Why are the people around me? And so I always was an observer of behaviors and why people react the way they do. And then when I went into psychology and started to study it, then I began to decide that it was up to me to change myself. And in doing so, when I found that the people around me were not willing to change and they were not being supportive, then I found I had to distance myself from them so I could grow and be the person that I was truly meant to be. Is that something similar to you, what you went through, or how did you get out of the besides just going into the military, because it's all a mindset.
Absolutely. And I found that I brought my mindset into the military with me. So it's like you. I discovered at a certain point when I was sitting down at my kitchen table and I was full of despair that this feels the same way that it always felt. So the one factor I realized was constant, no matter what the circumstances of my life were, was me. And then I began to discover that the climb back up into the light was not going to be an easy or a short one, but it's one that really taught me one thing, and that there's things out there that you can learn that will help you no matter where you're at in your business or your life. And it's important for your future success and your success right now to seek those things and learn exactly what they are. Because if I hadn't sought the kinds of things that would get me out of completely being immersed within that negative mindset for the rest of my life, and I could have done that. I've seen people do that. They just never change their mindset. It's always full of despair and hopelessness, regardless of their circumstances. But there's something out there you can learn. And the question to ask yourself, if you ever want to be a successful person, is, hey, this is what I want. What do I need to learn in order to have that? This is what I want. What do I need to learn in order to have that? And there, I can promise you, there is something out there that you can learn that will support you in either giving up the despair or getting on the right track to have what you want in your life. It's out there. Somebody else has done it. You can do it too. And that's the point of all the work that I do. These great processes and these incredible things in the One Penny Millionaire are all designed for you to learn and discover what it is about yourself, first of all, that you want. What is it that you want to go for? And that's all what transformation and breakthrough is about. And in business, you can apply this very easily, but it's still a lot of work. You got to work at it. You got to be there. You got to be the participant, because the more you participate in your own life with this kind of stuff, with breakthrough work, the happier you'll be. Participation is the key to success. Get in there and do your life.
What you're basically saying is, and more than anything, it really is the end of changes occur when people want to change. It's like in the news, you're hearing a lot about Lindsay Lohan, and she keeps repeating the same behaviors. Even though she's been before the judge, even though she's been in jail, she still keeps repeating the same behaviors. And I have found deep down it usually means that the person really dislikes themselves. And what happens is, because she's a celebrity, she's not really getting the real treatment she needs. She's more or less being put in a position of, okay, let's get a dry out, and then put her back in the job market. So, and the thing is, she's not really changed. So how is she going at this point to change? Or what would you, because this is, you see this even with Charles Sheen and what he's been doing. Same thing. It's a deep down somewhere that guilt or anger or whatever about themselves that keeps coming through, that they keep repeating this behavior no matter what the family tries to do to help them. So how do you see changes like that needing to occur?
Well, of course, you bring up a really brilliant point, and the point is the changes have to occur with the willingness of the person themselves being given first. In other words, I had to want a change first. I had to want a better life first. Nobody from the outside could tell me what that life would look like or the things that I needed to do. I had to do it. I had to have the commitment first. So that's a good point, because – and the most powerful point you brought up was the thing about self-worthiness. I've done this work with over 50,000 people in seminar, and from presidents to billionaires to death row inmates, and we all have one issue, and the issue is an issue of self-worthiness. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what you've done or who you are. It's the same thing, self-worthiness, which is why in the book that I wrote, Be Bad, Do Good, How to Get What You Want in Spite of Yourself, there's a process at the end of the book called the loving process. And what it does is when you practice it, when you do it, when you participate in your own life, it gets to this core issue of self-worthiness and begins to work on it in a way that opens yourself up to your already existent, deep and profound experience of self-worthiness that we've covered up with this huge conversation from our environment about you're no good, you shouldn't do that, you can't do that, it won't work out, yada, yada, on and on and on. It breaks through that conversation, and you get to have this deep experience of self-worthiness that's already there rise up in you. And out of that, the details that I've seen work out in people's lives, I mean, they call them miracles because they've not seen that in their lives before. But it's not really a miracle. It's really just how life is when you go beyond the conversation, the negativity, and really deeply experience the truth of your life, which is you really do love yourself, but it's hidden in so many ways. It's even hidden by self-loathing and hatred. But when that stuff disappears, you realize, holy Moses, I really do love myself. So that's one of the things that you can learn, and it's a learning of how to get to your feelings of self-worth. How do you get to those? There is a way to do it. It's called the loving process. So that's what do I need to learn? That's what you need to learn. And it's all about getting to your already existing experience of self-worthiness, because everybody I've ever worked with has that inside of themselves. But it's like Marianne Williamson said, they're afraid to acknowledge their own power in that way. People are afraid of success more than failure.
Are you familiar with Eric Byrne and transactional analysis?
I've heard of it.
Okay. I've studied it. And what he actually talked about was the parent, the adult, the child. And he also talked about the tapes that we hear in our head. And if you remember, what are the things your parent says? What does the adult say? You should, you know, and it's like, and what they're really doing is coming from their own frame of reference. So sometimes
right.
I think parents need to learn how to parent, to be good parents, because there's, you know, the environment we come from really does influence the way we talk to people. For instance, if you have a parent that was constantly telling you, you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't live on your own, you can't think for yourself, you can't, and always the can't. And T.A. talks about the I'm okay, you're okay, I'm not okay, you're okay, I'm okay, you're not okay, I'm not okay, you're not okay, because that's the frame of reference we tend to come from when we respond or treat other people, and it's usually based on the things that we hear constantly in our head. And and I've been listening to things that Noah St. John, and he talks about it as success anorexia and how to reframe the questions. But it all comes from the same thing that came out of the 60s, which was all of these things, because even when I talk and to people about motivating them to succeed, it's all about how do you begin to love yourself and respect yourself. And the thing is, how do you get around people who are successful people that can teach you how to be successful? So how would you address that?
Oh, you know, that last comment you made was another great point, because if you want to be successful, there's three things that people can do. And I have this on the website under the plan. There's three things that every successful person has ever done. But in the first one of that, one of the best things you can do is be around successful people. Be around people who are doing what you want to do, because their conversations are different. And you'll begin to pick up their conversations. Their conversations are exactly like I said before. Hey, I want to succeed in this business. What do I need to learn in order to do that? That's the kind of conversations they have. And if you surround yourself with people in that external conversation, you'll begin to have that conversation yourself. You just can't bring your negative conversation into theirs, because it's not going to fly. And the second thing you can do, and I recommend that people do, is find a mentor. Find somebody you could work with directly as a coach, as a support person, a friend, it doesn't matter. Find a mentor, because that more than anything else will teach you what you need to learn in order to be successful if they're being successful at what you want to do in your own life. Find that mentor. And a lot of times it costs money. It's the best money you'll ever spend. And the third thing is create a supportive group around yourself. Get a mastermind group or create a group of four people who are all willing to look at themselves honestly and to move forward in their lives, in business, in whatever way they want to move forward in that's similar to yours. Find that group. So go out there and surround yourself with successful people. Find a mentor and get into a support group, whether it's mastermind or whatever support you need. Do that. Do those three things. And when it's like a different environment, you're taking yourself out of that parental environment that you spoke about, you know, that we got from our parents of negativity because they were afraid we were going to fall, so they didn't want us to run fast. Well, God bless them. Now's the time to grow up. Now's the time to take an honest look at our lives. And we do that by surrounding ourselves with groups of people who are of similar mind. So if you want to succeed faster than ever before, do those three things. And then fill out your plan yourself. It's a free download on the One Penny Millionaire website. Fill it out. Discover what you really want. Follow your plan. And it works.
Well, that's the biggest thing that I think some people have a hard time with it when they're in business for themselves, because they're so used to the environment where someone else tells them what to do, or they're afraid to take responsibility for anything in their life. And one thing I try to tell people is if you're insecure and you don't understand why or where it comes from, sometimes you really need to get in with a therapist because you need to explore those inner demons within a supportive environment. And so what I want you to address is, like, what would be some of the things that if you were working with someone that you would help them with in this type of environment?
In that type of environment, meaning a negative environment, the most powerful place you can come from is, of course, being responsible and a place of observation. And I want to clarify what responsibility is. Responsibility is not that you did everything, because the world swirls around you with all this stuff, and modern New Age thought says, oh, I created it all. No, you didn't create it all, but you certainly created your reactions to it all. So you have to separate yourself from this guilt trip of responsibility, like people associate guilt with responsibility. No, you are responsible for your feelings about things, and they're valid feelings, and you can examine what they are. But you're not necessarily responsible for everything that happens in your life, because there's other people out there operating, and we're not in a vacuum. So that kind of takes the fear factor of declaring responsibility for your life away from people and puts it into the realm of something you can actually do. I can be responsible for how I feel because it's how I feel about stuff. Okay. Then the second part of that equation is observation. We have to get out of the world of denial and fantasy and into the reality of what's going on in our lives. How do we do that? Well, I have found in working with so many people is that most people are in a state of denial and in business. They don't really take a good look at what's really happening. What's really happening in my business? Is it going in the direction I want it to go in? Am I making as much money as I want to make? Am I reaching clients with my message in a way that makes the difference in their lives that I want it to make? And if the answer is no to any of those questions, then all you have to do is say, okay, given that I want to make that difference, given that I want to make that money, given that I want to do well, what do I need to learn in order to do that? And that takes all the shame and blame out of the equation. And what people find themselves doing when they're in that powerful place of observation like that is they find themselves just looking for the things that are going to make what they want to have happen, happen. Because when I had to declare bankruptcy 30 years ago, I had to sit down and look around myself and say, okay, I'm a builder. I'm holding on to all this property. The property has fallen in value by 50%. I have $6,000 worth of mortgages to pay every month. I haven't got the money. I'm having a problem paying my own bills. I had to look at that honestly and say, I'm going to stop struggling with this. I'm going to stop struggling with, I can create myself out of this. I'm going to make it happen. No, it's going in a particular direction. I had to let it go in that direction. And then out of that, I learned what I needed to learn in order to have that never happen again. But if I had continued to resist the circumstances of my life, it would have got worse. So you have to just observe the way your life is. What's happening? What do I need to do? What do I need to learn to either have it not happen anymore or to go in the direction I want it to go in? What do I need to learn? I can't emphasize that enough, because it takes all the craziness out of things when people realize there's something they can learn to help themselves out, regardless of where they are. It doesn't matter. They can do it. You can learn it.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
We've got about 6 more minutes left, so if you can go back and discuss, you know, finish up the last 5 minutes talking about the One Penny Millionaire and how you came up with that program and the cost and how you work with clients and how they can get in touch with you.
Well, they can go to the www.onepennymillionaire, just spell it out, O-N-E-P-N-N-Y, millionaire, just spell it out, .com, and they can contact me through the contact form. That's fine. I'll get back to them if they want consulting or coaching or if they have questions about any of the books. The 6 books are on the website, and they are all available in ebook format, so people save about $15 in shipping and printing costs because they get it right away. These are real books, and they are really supportive of building up the mindset you need in order to succeed. And I do consulting, speaking, and coaching, and I work with people in breaking through the environment, the conversation of negativity, into having a more positive life. And the results of that are too many to list, but it's, you know, deeper and more profound relationships, more money, more satisfying circumstances. I mean, you know, from where I lived at when I was a child to where I am now is so profoundly different. And yet, part of me is still the same, and I have to work with that all the time. So you can go to the website and find out all this information, and you can download the plan for free. My invitation to people is download that plan. Do it. It's real stuff. It's free. It's right there at the top of the website. They can begin using it today. And then once they download the plan, if they download the Power of Intention, which is an MP3 tape, it shows them how to take their energy and focus it on their plan and have it work out. So it's all there for them. There's good content, and you can get a lot of it free. Use it. It's my invitation. That's what I'm in life for, to support people.
That's okay. When we talk about, you know, and I know it's all creating a supportive environment. I think sometimes, so many times, parents need to learn how to parent. And I mean, my mother's now 92 years old. She was very much someone who would sit there and tell you how you couldn't do anything. And part of that's because her mother was abused as a child in Eastern Europe. And when she came here, she couldn't speak English. She spoke a mixture of Yiddish and Russian. And you know, and she worked hard all day. And thing is, she fought with her husband. So that what happened was that the children ended up not in this, creating the same dysfunctional family that they grew up in. And how would you suggest, more than anything, that someone change that? You know, I know, and it's as much that they got to make the decision they want to change it, but how would you suggest they go about making those changes?
Well, you got to, again, get out of denial and into the reality of what's really happening. And I believe that every single family on the planet is absolutely perfect and functional. And the reason why I say that is the things that they're doing function perfectly to get you to the downside of life. Great. What do I need to learn so I can learn a different function here? Because dysfunctional, people use that term, and what they really mean is it's not the family I want to be in, and it's not the environment, and not what I want to hear, but it's actually functioning to bring you down. So it is functioning perfectly. That allows people to see that, well, if that functions perfectly, maybe there's another way of being. Maybe there's another environment I can create or be in that functions in a different way, that functions to have me be successful. Because everything's working, but that's just not working the way that you want it to work. So we all came from families, true. We all came from families that were negative, mostly, true. Good. Everything's functioning perfectly. Now let's go over to the functions in life, or the things that I can learn that will have me be happier, that will get me what I want. It's really simple stuff. What do I need to learn?
Okay. We go. In the last minute, would you like to give us a way that they can get in touch with you other than just in your website?
That's the only way that people can get a hold of me right now, because so many people try to contact me. If I gave any other information out, I wouldn't be able to contact people back.
Okay. Okay, well, then
I like working
with what I would like to do is thank you for being on my show. And remind people that next week they can come back and we will be discussing another topic that deals with employment opportunities and what it means to have the right mindset to be successful within your lifestyle and what it is that you want in life.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.